Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Let's BOGO! The Hoppin' Good sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
8:13, quickly to Keith Hinckley, president of Plaquemines Parish. A lot of smoke in the parish on Friday afternoon. I texted Keith to ask what the heck was going on. You said they were, what, burning crawfish? What were they doing?
Well, they were burning the grass off of crawfish ponds on the east bank side of the river, which, good gracious, man, it had smoke all the way to Gretna.
I'll bet your phone blew up.
And it did.
Yeah. Well, you responded quickly, and I appreciate that. Let's talk about the Mid-Barataria sediment diversion, Keith, and what Gordon Dove and the CPR – wait, yeah, tell me who Gordon Dove is with. CPRA.
CPRA.
Right? Yeah. What CPRA, they decided and where that stands.
Well, you know, when we got into office, Tommy, you know, that was a project that we really weren't completely in support of. You know, it's not the fact that we didn't want – diversions, but we just wanted a better way to do that. And so working with CPRA and even with the previous administration, we had found through our CBO, which is our chief building officer, that when CPRA started the project, they didn't do all the proper flood maps for FEMA. And that's where we were able to shut the project down. And then when the new governor came in, and we seemed like we were all on the same page as far as the size of the diversion. And the big thing is the cost of it. At the end of the day, they would have been, at this moment, maybe $200 million short of being able to complete the project. And where is that $200 million coming from?
Yeah. So let's talk about the economics of it. Then we'll talk about the physics and the ecological part of it. $200 million short. So how did that happen? Where did the money come from to begin with when this project was planned and decided upon? And then how did we wind up $200 million over budget or short, if you will?
Yeah. Well, this money is all from the BP oil spill. These are the fines that were put on BP, I think, back in 2010. And it's X amount of dollars. I believe they had what's like the project was $700 million. Then it went up to $1.something billion. Then it hit like $2.9 billion. And I think it's just through time and just in the size of the project. They were talking 75,000 CFM, you know,
cubic feet
the
per
amount
second.
Of water going through there.
Yeah. So I drove down there to see the new LNG plant, and I saw the site of this where they got a lot of, I guess, power stuff going on near Ironton or whatever. Where what has been done so far? How much money has been spent? How far are they into it, and what happens from here?
I believe they're about $400 million into the project right now. And anything that you see that's been done out on the site to date is in preparation for any type of structure or diversion that may be coming out there in the future. All they were doing is doing site work, cleaning up, building haul roads, and setting up electrical. Now, what you're going to see in the near future here are those trailers. They're being requested. They're being told to. They've got to be moved out. All of those cranes, they've got to be moved out. Basically, what you're going to see here in the future is just the materials that have been purchased for the project.
So tell me about Landbridge. Where is that going to be, and where is it going to go from and to? And
well, here's I just sent you a picture here a few minutes ago. That's down in the Venice area in what they call the Wagon Wheel.
And let me just explain, people, for Keith, for people that didn't see it. Keith sent me a picture of Spanish Pass, which is that right? Spanish Pass?
Yeah.
Which is to the southwest of Venice, maybe would be accurate. And there's a blue dot in the middle of water. And Keith tells me, at least on the map, and Keith says he drove his truck out there. With that context being given, go ahead, Keith.
Well, what that was a project that's the marsh and ridge restoration. We created a little over 1,000 acres of marsh there with 15,000 linear feet of frontage. And that we did that, Tommy, with about $107, $108 million, okay?
Through dredging, Keith?
Through dredging.
Okay.
And that's land that you can drive on. That's 2.5 miles from Tidewater Road that we drove out there. And we've got projects like we've got an expansion. Like that was phase one. We've got a phase two on that same area where we're going to extend and we're going to create a little under 3,500 acres and almost 30,000 feet of shoreline. And that's going to be $215 million. So we've got projects that are happening, that have happened, are happening, with a whole lot less money that are creating land and protection. And we're going to go back and we're going to rock the front of these areas. There's the lower Barataria land bridge, which goes from the Port Sulphur area down to the bottom of Lafitte. That's in conjunction with Jefferson Parish. That is 130,000 feet. That's like 23 miles of shoreline, and it's going to create 6,900 acres of land. And that's like about $900 million on that project. And these are projects that are being engineered and designed and happening right now. But they're real, okay? And they create real land, just like that blue dot shows you, like we drove on those lands. They will have bulldozers out there creating this land. And you know, we're not totally abandoning the diversion, Tommy. You may have seen in the articles over the weekend, they were talking a projects of 2,500 to 25,000, but it's not 25,000 we're talking about with Chairman Dove. We're talking somewhere between 25.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order is backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
100 to 15,000 CFS to where you can control the salinity levels, but it will also give nourishment for these projects that are happening right now that will feed them and give them the nourishment to continue to sustain themselves and possibly continue to grow larger in the future.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back, Keith. I'm getting some texts. Elephant in the room. People are saying this is all a concession. Oyster fishermen, other people are saying, does this put the parish at risk for more flooding? I know you've looked at that. We can address it when we come back since people are texting. And also want to talk about that the settlement, not of ground, but the legal settlement or whatever it was, the legal ruling against Chevron when it comes to restoring the wetlands. Keith Hinckley, Plaquemines Parish President. Our guest, you got any questions, 504-260-1870. You text them in. I'll pass them along. Traffic now, WWL. 826, quickly back to Keith Hinckley, President of Plaquemines Parish. Keith, elephant in the room. People are texting in saying it's all about protecting the oyster fishermen and at the risk of erosion, et cetera. Address that, please, if you would.
Tommy, that's not true. When we put a stop work order on that project, it was all about protecting the people of Plaquemines Parish. It was because the CPRA at that time did not do the proper the flood mapping for the base flood elevations. They could not tell us how much water this would put in the basin, and it could be anywhere from a foot and a half to 3 feet of water. We've just completed a levee project behind Jesuit Bend. I believe it's up to 14 feet, okay? And we're working on levee projects from Laura's Seat down to the Diamond Jump to be at that height also. Now, you put this water in the basin, it raises it up, say, 2 feet. Now our 14-foot levee now goes back to a 12-foot levee. So what we were doing in our lawsuit and our stop work order was to protect the people of Plaquemines Parish because it was going to raise those base flood elevations by 2 to 3 feet. And that was to protect the people. We were at risk of losing our NFIP, our National Flood Insurance, if those maps weren't provided to us.
All right,
CPRA.
I'm sorry. Let's talk about Judge Clement. And I had jury duty with him a couple of times. Seems like a nice man, very nice man. Tell me about this Chevron settlement and what that means.
Well, that's $744 million.
Well, that settlement awarded in damages. Go ahead.
It was awarded in damages. That's a project that would be on the East Bank in the Breton Sound area. Now, within 45 minutes, they did appeal that judgment. So we're still years out from having any of those funds. But that's $744 million with judicial interest. It's a little over $1 billion right now. But that money, 100%, that if it's $744 million or $1 billion, that goes strictly for coastal restoration, goes to the project. The attorney's fees, the attorneys give their fees to the judge. He makes a judgment. The Chevron would pay those fees above and beyond that judgment.
That money, Keith, goes to Plaquemines Parish or to CPRA?
Well, it goes to CPRA. They administrate the funds, but it's all Plaquemines Parish projects.
Dedicated to Plaquemines Parish, even though it goes through CPRA?
Yes, sir. Right.
So people want to know, and first of all, you're years away from, as you said, God knows how many years away from that.
Right.
But somebody texts and wants to know if that money could be used to augment the Mid-Barataria sediment diversion if necessary.
I'm going to tell you right now, the Mid-Barataria is its own project. We want to leave that money. That money is for the East Bank. That money is going to stay on the East Bank. It's not going to go anywhere else but to those projects that it's dedicated to. The Mid-Barrett area, we are going to be exploring, like I said, we're going in a different direction with the CPRA Chairman Dove and Plaquemines Parish. We've had a seat at the table in the past, Tommy, but they just never heard our voice. Our engineering department with Mr. Dugas and Mr. Arsenault, they were giving specifics that weren't quite right with this big diversion.
Keith.
But now this time around, our voices are going to be heard, and we're going to be doing things, and we're going to be able to make decisions that are in the best interest of Plaquemines Parish.
They're
going to
scream at me because I asked one question at 8:30 when I should have been going to news, but I got to ask you about the tolls. Do you think that starts on April 10th or what?
I'm going to hope to say no.
Okay.
Because, look, we had bad weather yesterday, and right now it's the weather that's probably pushing them back.
What will it take for you to give the all clear? Give me a 20-second answer on tolls.
During the daytime, no lane closures.
Gotcha.
They have to guarantee no lane closures.
Thank you, Keith. Appreciate your time as always. Keith Hinckley, president of Plaquemines Parish. We're talking to Mike Dettelier about the Saints when we come back. Minute late, time now, WWL First News.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.